Dr. Mary Ryan is a consultant, endocrinologist and lecturer in UCD and UL, and she's just released a book. It's called It's Probably Your Hormones, and it's all about our hormone health. And she joins me now in studio looking fabulous. Dr. Mary Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Thank
How are you keeping?
So much for doing this. Because we hear about hormones all the time, don't we? We hear about them.
Yeah.
It's like this buzzword.
Yeah.
Let's get down to the basics. Does everyone have hormones irrespective of their gender?
All of us. All of us have hormones, and hormones control our world, Jennifer. Yeah.
What is their role?
So basically, we're skeletons covered in muscles. So we have a hormone control center here at the top of our nose. And hormones control every single muscle, every single organ. They control your moods, your desires, your appetite, your libido, your sleep, your emotions, everything. And I think that's what I want people to know, is that the hormones control everything, but we can do so much to improve our hormonal health by just sleeping well, by eating properly, not having too much sugar, not having too much caffeine, by recharging, listening to our body, which we women in particular are not good at doing.
We're too busy, Mary. Yes, I don't have the time to listen to my body.
But we have to, because unfortunately hormones control your immune system. So if you don't, you're going to get problems with, you know, picking up flus, as we all do when we get overtired. You can affect your thyroid, because your immune system will attack your thyroid and get an underactive thyroid or an overactive thyroid. And that then affects, in women, a period cycle, but in men, it affects them as well. So if you're overactive thyroid, you're irritable, you're losing weight, you have palpitations, you're really feeling awful. And if you're an underactive thyroid, you're putting on weight, you're dry hair, dry skin. So it's really important that we look after it.
Isn't it funny that when we think of hormones, we always kind of, I mean, maybe, I don't know if this because I'm a female, but we always think about the female anatomy and the role it plays in menstruation and menopause.
Yeah.
And it's interesting you mentioned men there quite a bit, but I never hear my husband, for example, or my dad or my brothers go, it's the hormones that has me, you know, feeling like this, or it's the hormones. Yeah. Why is that?
I think it's because men were taught to be macho and they weren't supposed to be looking after themselves. But I actually now see men looking after themselves more and actually tapping into, you know, listening to their bodies more rather than pushing themselves all the time. Because for us all to be really healthy, Jennifer, we have to be 10 out of 10. And for us to be 10 out of 10 energy-wise, your hormones have to be really pulsatile, great circadian rhythm, pituitary gland really well recharged. So for men and women, that's what it has to be.
Okay.
But we all have to do everything the same, men and women. Eat healthily, sleep, recharge, pace, do the gratitude, that's been shown to be real help, the meditation, whatever it takes. And as you said, life is hectic, but we still have a duty to look after ourselves, because we're only going through this life once. We're not getting a second shot at it.
Okay.
So it's up to us to take control.
Interesting. How do we know if our hormones are at play or to blame or out of whack? How do we know that in ourselves?
Because you're feeling very tired. You're feeling very emotional. You're irritable. Like, for example, I have had women who would, you know, tell me that they were driving in the car with the husband and suddenly start crying, and they're not losing it. It's just that they could have had a very, very period. They could be perimenopausal, or they could just be overtired. So hormones control your emotions. There's reasons.
There's reasons for my meltdowns?
There are total reasons,
wow.
Jennifer. Absolutely.
Wow.
It's not in your head at all.
Okay, because it's interesting, because some women have terrible premenstrual stress and premenstrual rage is what I call it. But what dictates the type of hormones that impact our bodies?
So basically, premenstrual syndrome is very common, actually, but some women suffer more severely. There's about 150 symptoms to premenstrual syndrome, believe it or not. But the symptoms are, you know, severe irritability, you know, where some women get very bad headaches and migraines, just very emotional. But it can be genetic, but some women are just very sensitive to estrogen and progesterone. That can be another thing. So it's, and also there's a problem then with the serotonin around that time. Now there's way more research going into it than used to before. We women weren't looked after before, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully now it's been researched into, and we're now looking at how diet can impact. We certainly know that keeping the diet low in sugar stops that insulin and sugar and insulin and glucose levels that can affect your whole serotonin level and cortisol levels, that these are very much at interplay. So diet is very, very important. but certainly putting women on medication to control that estrogen progesterone imbalance and maybe control the serotonin levels as well. And naturally, you can look at the gut microbiome and keep that healthy, because that's a very natural way of keeping serotonin levels normal. And then, of course, keeping yourself healthy and pacing and pulling back and listening to your body.
But you've mentioned sugar twice, which is interesting, which is really interesting. So that does have an effect on our serotonin. Okay,
huge. And we all, when we're tired, go for sugar cravings because the body carb craves. But in actual fact, it pulls us down more.
Okay.
So and the excess caffeine, the same, because you're overstimulating adrenaline, and that's just overpushing the body and making it more tired. You're not going to sleep, and then it's going to be a vicious cycle. So just pull back on the caffeine, 2 cups a day if you can.
And what about insomnia? Lots of people, I know, have problems sleeping and suffer from insomnia. Is that hormones at play some of the time?
Yes, hormones control all muscles, and if your hormones are off, your muscles don't go into deep relaxation. Therefore, you can't sleep. So it will happen if we get overtired. There's too much adrenaline at night. How many times when we all lying down at night, you hear the heart pounding, you get the palpitations, and often it's because we've been pottering all night till 10 o'clock and suddenly we sit down. We don't do the whole sleep hygiene where we try and relax. And that's hard, as you say, Jennifer, with young kids. I have young kids as well. Mm. But we have to, you know, spread the load among our partners, get our kids to help out. The older they get, they get on that rota. We can't do it all, and we've got to stop doing that as men and women. And we need to recharge, rest, and take magnesium, a lovely healthy supplement to relax his muscles as well. But it's so important to get that 8 hour sleep and good quality sleep. And the science is that you know, we need light as to drive our hormones, so therefore we need to be in bed early, up early, because light drives serotonin. Last week, look at the light, it was fabulous. We all just had huge energy, serotonin was bopping then. So therefore we should go to bed early, up early. That's the whole science behind it.
Question for Mary, in on 51552, a lot are coming in. I'll just read out a couple. I have an underactive thyroid since 7. I'm now 30, female. I'm on over 200 milligrams of medication per day. I get blood tests every 6 months to make sure it's regulated. But I'm very moody and struggling to lose weight. Any advice?
So she hasn't said what age she is. So yes, once the thyroid is well controlled.
30, she said.
Okay,
she's 30,
only 30. Yeah. Okay. So once your thyroid is well controlled, that's great. If she has Hashimoto's, which she most likely has, because it's the most common cause of an underactive thyroid, she should be taking selenium and zinc, and diets and gluten-free do help. But she's got to do all the other things that I've said as well, like, is she getting enough rest? Look at her whole lifestyle. Look at her diet. Everything has to be perfect. You really have to do the holistic view with hormones. It can't be just one thing. So her diet has to be right. She's got to get her sleep. She's got to de-stress as much as can. And we all have stress in our lives, but we all have to cope with it as best we can. And then just make sure thyroid is okay. That's key. And she's taking those supplements I told her.
Okay, well done. Hi, Jen. My son is 13 with ADHD and hypothyroidism. I've never heard of this before. He's a big boy. He needs to take melatonin to get to sleep. My concern is the effect on his hormones. He has quite prominent, let's say, man boobs, and I'm worried that the melatonin is contributing to that. We're in a catch-22. One of his classmates suggested he try a bra to bind his chest. Any advice would be appreciated. Thanks, Nikki.
Okay, so the man boobs gynecomastia is something we see quite a lot in endocrinology, and it's nothing to do with the melatonin at all. It's very important that he sleeps, actually. So the thing to do is take him there to the GP and just get the bloods checked, make sure that you know, all the hormones are right and liver function and everything is right. And then if that is all right, then we can get the excess fat taken away, because if that's going to affect his self-esteem, and I wouldn't want him going around wearing a tight, restrictive corset, that would not be good. But what's really important is that he sleeps and takes something like magnesium, make sure his vitamin D levels are good, because our vitamin D levels aren't good because we don't get enough sunshine. That's very important as well for hormonal health. But get the hormones checked, and if they're okay, go and get him help, because he can't be suffering like that.
Good advice. Speaking of teenagers, so many men and women suffer with acne, especially as teenagers. Why does that happen?
So we get, it's again down to hormones. Hormones control everything, Jennifer. So there's hormones, particularly in the 20s, but it can go back again in the 30s. So 80% get it actually in the 20s, and then 25% in the 30s. And it's got to do with excess oil being secreted into the sebum, and at the hair follicles, and the bacteria interact with that, and that's why you get the acne. Now, there's a lot we can do to, again, and I sound like I'm pressing a button and doing a recorder, but there's a lot we can do to control it. So like skin hygiene, obviously very important. Like I said, the diet is crucial. hydration is crucial and getting the sleep. Because again, if the hormone control centre, which is the master of the orchestra on top of the nose here, if that's well recharged, if it's 10 out of 10, then it's controlling things much better. Elon Musk would have loved the pituitary gland because it's so good at doing positive and negative feedback, keeping the whole circadian rhythm going. But in order to work hard, it's got to be like your phone. It had to be recharged last night to do it. And that's so important. And I think in today's busy life, we forget that. We forget that we're not robots. We actually have to be plugged in. We're just normal human beings, but we're wonderful.
We need to look after ourselves. Yeah. Hi there. Is there anything I can give my 13-year-old daughter, this is a Texan, who has started her periods in the last few months, but I can see how hormones are affecting her. She's moody, a bit weepy. And as she said, just doesn't feel like herself. What should I give her?
Okay, so first of all, you know, the what can help you, just watch diet, as I said. But if she is, it all depends on the periods. They might be very heavy. Like they should be 3 to 4 days. If she has 7-day periods, then she needs to go to a GP and get that sorted. And that can be just given a progesterone for a very short period of the cycle, or maybe she might need the contraceptive pill just to settle it. So it could well be that the period is too heavy and that's what's making her so tired. Some girls are going around with 7-day periods, and this is something that wasn't looked into, you know, when we were in our teens, and thankfully now people are tuning into it. So you have 6 and 7 day periods and they're very, very heavy and you're passing dreadful clots, that's going to have an awful effect on your whole hormonal system and make you very moody and tired, and girls have cramps and, you know, can't sleep. So that needs to be sorted. So look at the pain, look at the periods, see is that, you know, how long are they too long? And more than likely, that is what's wrong, and that it's brought back to a normal period, settle that, the hormones, and then she's going to be fine.
Isn't it amazing? It's just so comforting to hear someone say, that's not normal. You know what I mean? Because we do suffer in silence.
Yeah, we do. And I think it wasn't spoken about for so long. I mean, women of all the previous generations suffered. Yeah. Heat sanitary towels, so wrong, couldn't talk about periods, and were sent home with a hot water bottle when they had the very heavy period, you know. Whereas thankfully nowadays, young girls are getting treated and it prevents so many problems, Jennifer, down the road.
Really?
Like endometriosis, yes, fibroids, all these things are going to affect fertility down the road, but also the suffering, the unnecessary suffering. A girl trying to do an exam, leaving cert, junior cert, with a very, very heavy period. I mean, it's so easy to treat it. Why should she suffer?
Absolutely. We do hear a lot about huge changes that happen during menopause and perimenopause, and we're talking about a lot lately, which is great.
Yes.
But how long could these changes be taking place before you might become aware of them?
So about 5 years, Jennifer. So most women...
Is that how bad we are at, you know, listening to our bodies? It takes us 5 years to go, oh, I'm going through the menopause. No.
So usually women, you know, menopause happens anywhere between 50 and 55. Menopause is when you lose the period. So for the 5 years before, the FSH level that's controlling the egg and the ovary, and that's in the pituitary gland, that master gland, that's going up because the eggs are becoming depleted. So as that goes up in a curve, right? So remember, the hormone control centre is controlling all the hormones of the muscles. So as that hormone is going up, you're getting knock-on effect on all the on the muscles. So there's aches and pains, that's the reason for them, that you're not sleeping right, because if the hormones are off, the muscle doesn't do deep relaxation, therefore you don't sleep. So it becomes a vicious cycle. That's why you're emotional. You know, your cortisol is off as well because adrenal glands are affected. So that's why you're feeling a little off. Your periods might be off. They might be irregular, might be very heavy. That's all throwing everything off as well, because everything is interlinked. So that's why women are tired, anxious, moody from those 5 years. Now, some women sail through it, but not everyone. But I think it's important for us to be supportive. And that's why we came out, and Lorraine Keane and myself came out 8 years ago talking about this for that very reason, because I heard those women coming in crying, saying, you know, why have I suffered like this? So I felt it was important to get it out there. And thankfully now everyone is talking menopause, perimenopause. And that's great, because men need to know too, so they can support their partners. And because a woman is the centre of a home. So if she's not feeling well, everyone is not well. So I think it's so important, and it's wonderful where we are today that everyone,
it's
and every woman and man knows the symptoms. I think it's great.
Absolutely. What is the best course of treatments to take if you think you might be peri or you're heading towards the menopause?
So for perimenopause, again, magnesium helps, because you will need to get the sleep right. There's, you know, diet right. Make sure you're recharging and all the things I said. There's some great supplements out there like Clean Marine Menamen or Revive Active are all very good. Vitamin D levels, make sure they're good. And then when you get into menopause, if you're getting terrible flushing and sweating, there is HRT provided. It's safe for you. But there's also other methods, because a lot of women, HRT, they can't take for obvious reasons. They might have family history of breast cancer or so forth. There's medications you can take to help with the peripheral nerve pain and the restless legs that women get.
I'm just going to do two more texts, because there's a lot coming in and we might have to come back to this. Hi, Jen and Mary. I have Hashimoto's and underactive thyroid. Yes. I suffer so much with my weight. No matter what I do, my weight just increases. I also have awful flare-ups of joint pains, which affects my mobility. I have insomnia, headaches. I take 125 milligrams of Eltroxin. Yeah, is there anything else?
So selenium, the research is showing that she should be taking selenium 200 micrograms a day that you can buy over the counter, as well as zinc. That definitely helps. Gluten-free diet has been shown to help hugely in Hashimoto's as well. But it's really important as well that she does all the lifestyle stuff because, you know, one of the reasons underactive thyroid, if it's well controlled, shouldn't be contributing to the weight gain. But if we get overtired, if our lives are too demanding, if we're not sleeping, that's all going to slow down your metabolism and you're going to put on weight. Mm. So it's really important that
you do everything.
You can't just do one thing. You've got to do the whole lot.
Okay.
It's really important.
Another text, last one. I've just turned 40 and recently diagnosed with insulin resistance, PCOS. I'm constantly tired, have smallies and feel I just can't keep up with them. I'm currently going to the gym for weights only as I'm trying to keep my cortisol levels down. I'm wondering, have you any other suggestions to make me feel like a normal youngish woman? I feel incredibly undersupported with PCOS in Ireland. My doc only sent me to get the coil and didn't do anything for helping with the hormones.
Okay, so PCOS is a condition where you have cysts in the ovaries, produce too much insulin, bad insulin that makes fat. That's why they struggle with weight gain. But also you have excess estrogen, and that excess estrogen goes makes testosterone. That's why they get the acne and the excess hair. But there is so much help out there. First of all, we use a drug called metformin, which we use in diabetes, which really helps with the insulin resistance and helps with the weight. But in her case, it's not just the PCOS. I know from talking, she's got the smallies like all of us have, and she needs to really pull back, divide out the chores and do a whole plan on you know, how she can help herself. Because she needs to, if we're feeling tired and we're young, you know, if thyroid is right and everything else is right, then it's just that we're overdoing it. And that's why our hormones are off. So we do need to look and stop being super mums, which all us women unfortunately do, and realise that we have to put the gaze on ourselves, love ourselves and spread the load. We don't have to do everything. We have to stop trying to prove ourselves all the time. That has to stop. So it's time for us women to put the gaze on ourselves and love ourselves more. And that'll help your hormonal health.
It will. And it's such great advice. We have had so many texts in and huge reaction to this. We might have to get you back, Mary.
No problem. Delighted, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for coming into studio this morning, Dr. Mary Ryan. A new book is probably Your Hormones. Who is this for? Who should be reading this?
Everyone. I really just wanted to educate everyone about hormonal health, because we doctors talk about the importance of eating healthily, sleep healthily, and how much we ourselves can control our hormones. And that's why I felt I needed to put it out there, because hormones control everything. I didn't think people realise that so many women and men say they're hormonal, but they need to understand that it's not in your head. It's not, they're not making it up, and stop bashing themselves about the head, and to teach them what hormones are so they could do and really look after their hormonal health, which eventually controls your immune system and longevity. And we want you all to live long and healthy.
Great chat, Jen. Please bring her back again.
Thank you.
They want you back. You're going to have to come back. So much great information. Another one. Lastly, Dr. Ryan is a lifesaver. I'm fortunate to be her patient for the last 15 years. I wouldn't be alive, truthfully, if it wasn't for her. That's from Emma.
Thank you, Emma.
Lovely text messages coming in. And the book is available nationwide. And for more information, you can visit Mary's website. It's drmaryryan.com. 2 Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.